Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. Well, it's not sunny today, but it's pretty. Sorry.
The ocean's there, but we can't really see it.
Correct.
Today, Jill and I talk about what is HR compliance, human resources compliance anyway?
What is that?
HR.
You know, it's funny. When you, I'm like, human resources. Human
Why do we care? This show is supposed to be about real estate.
Human resources. So much of HR is not really HR. We call it HR, but it's not HR. Does that make sense?
It's so important. Like, people are so important in the real estate business, and I guess in every business.
I know.
You got to keep them happy.
HR is not counseling, is not... You know,
this
personal
is, this has the
development.
Of being a Jill Rant Show.
Sorry.
Again.
No, and I'm
good.
Off.
Like
come on. I'm the people person. You know, in our company, I think I'm the most people person because I really try to get in there and understand people, but I'll save it.
Before we get into the topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free and about real estate.
Okay. Matt asks, hi, everyone. I have an infill lot that has a soil analysis on file from 2004 that says due to lot size and soil conditions that the lot was deemed unsuitable for septic.
Hold on a second, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Hi, everyone. I have an infill lot that has a soil analysis on file.
Yeah.
What file is that? Why are we looking at a file? Go ahead.
Please. Yeah, I wonder where he got that.
Go ahead.
Where did he get that? It's a corner. You don't record that stuff. It's a corner lot in a subdivision with houses everywhere.
Outstanding.
Both adjacent lots have houses.
Oh, I'm
what
loving
would
this
you
deal.
Do?
Loving this deal already.
It's a pretty good deal. Buy for $1,250, get title insurance because it's confusing with a foreclosed upon deed of trust.
Sounds good.
So I'm probably in it for as much as $3,000.
$3,000
bucks
maybe. For an infill lot in a developed subdivision.
Right. Then sell it for $5,000 or $6,000. Sounds good.
What if we just stopped right there?
I know.
What if that was the end of the question and we said, congratulations, you doubled your money.
Proceed.
But that's not where it stops. Go ahead.
So here's what Matt says. Would you, one, buy it and then ignore the soil analysis.
Yep.
Two, give up and move on.
Maybe.
Three, pay for another soil analysis.
Not a chance.
Four, option to the neighbors for $2,000 and take $750 and run.
No, no.
Seller's okay with the option. Haven't reached out to the neighbors yet. Do you think the soil analysis was no good? You know, I have something to say, first of all.
Go ahead. Before the back of my head blows
yes.
off on this, go ahead.
Is it okay?
Yes.
All right. So, that was 2004. Congratulations. It's 2018. You know, remember Jack, we started to go down the path a while back of doing our own property with solar panels business kind of thing and getting in bed basically with power companies and all that. And one of the reasons that you said, I'm not sure it's a good fit for us right now, was when you found out how fast changes and advances happen. You know, you may spend $1 million and get this all set up, and 6 months later, the technology's all changed and it's that much better. So you know what? I gotta say, from 2004 to 2018, I'm pretty darn sure that the needs and some of the septic solutions and things like that have probably changed. That's what I have to say.
There's 100 reasons, maybe more, why whatever file you're looking in has a soil analysis in it. It could be that the seller didn't want to sell it, the buyer didn't want to buy it, so they made up some crazy thing.
Good point.
It could be that the assessor that year, which was maybe his or her retirement year, was so senile that they just put this in every file. So you have no idea. Don't get caught up. Here's my big picture point. Don't get caught up in every single deal and reviewing every single deal. You will never be able to scale your business to the point where you are not working for someone else or better, or never get to the situation where Jill and I are in. I never got here by reviewing every single deal. What I did was made sure that the numbers work on a deal before I do it and pushed it through a system. And I said things all the way through the system like this. Make sure you review this property and go see it if you're going to buy it. and check everything out and call yours the name and the number of the person that talks to at the county. If it doesn't meet your criteria, please don't buy it. Someone else will, because it's so cheap. Mm-hmm. That's how I scaled our business up to the point where we have budgeted almost $1 billion in revenue this year. So, but I never looked at a soil analysis and I never looked in any file. Well, Jack, come on. You're going to get burned eventually. You're going to get burned on something like this. Someone eventually is going to buy a property just like this, and they have every intention of building on it, and they can't build on it because it didn't pass a soil test. Whose problem is that, Joe?
Yeah.
It's not my problem.
Not my problem.
I said, please check everything. And you know, for the record, what I would do in that situation, and that has happened, I'd give them their money back
exactly.
Immediately.
That's a thing.
Immediately giving their money back, not even ask any questions, and say, I'm sorry it didn't work out, and resell it the next day.
No, and I personally know that we have some members that have gone kind of a little bit down that path just to help people out, and there are so many solutions. That's what makes me mad, too. Let's not just throw our hands up and say, well, that's it, 2004. That's deals. That's it. It's not happening. You're never going to be able to poop there, so that you shouldn't buy this house.
It always comes back to pooping.
Yeah, I know.
Every single thing. Jill and I have our number three kid is 14, and everything comes back to poop.
Oh, my gosh. It's like he's four. If you put poop in anything, like the conversation you talk and you mention poop, and then you just an immediate giggle.
Right.
So I have to admit I do that too. But anyway, so it's just silly.
So Matt, I'm not picking on you at all, because I know for a fact, actually, you're very vocal on the site, and I appreciate that. And I know that you're relatively new at this. And this is a very good question, but I really do want to deliver this message.
Yeah.
We are all taught to really, really pay attention to the real estate that we're buying and selling. And I'm telling you right now, it just doesn't matter.
Don't.
It could be a coffee cup.
You know,
for all you care, it's a case of coffee cups.
You know, I mean, let's be totally honest too. What if, I mean, if you're doing like what we do, and you're barreling along, and you have so many properties rolling through your inventory, by the way, you're doing fantastic. Big deal. You buy one. What did you say you're in for? Let's see. You're in for $3,000, but this year you made $300,000. Are you really going to worry about that one? Nope. And the right guy still might come along. So what? Keep in your inventory. Move on. Is that okay?
Yeah. So yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
so
come on.
Let's think. You just sparked a philosophical.
Not going to get hung up on one.
Let's say you drove for dollars for land.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
What would that look like, Jill?
Oh my goodness.
You're driving down the street. It's all vacant land, and you find a property that's got all kinds of debris and garbage on it, specifically a whole set of defunct.
This is a good idea.
Defunct refrigerators.
Yeah,
which are the
and
worst
tires.
The refrigerators, from an environmental standpoint, are the worst thing that you can find.
Got
because
it.
Of the Freon and stuff. Would you focus on buying that property? No, you would run away. You don't want to. You would go to the next property, the next piece of property that's just a lot, vacant lot with a pretty little tree on it. No, the fact is you wouldn't care really what the land looks like at all.
Right.
It's the same thing with houses.
Yep.
Why do you want the ugliest one? Why do you think you can get the best deal on the one that's the most problematic and the ugliest?
Exactly.
So, yeah, the soil analysis thing, we're not, again, I'm not picking on you, Matt, because I know you're going to do incredibly well. You are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about the soil analysis. And now that you know about it, by the way, you're obligated, and you should, ethically,
just
disclose
it. Exactly.
But if you never knew about it, and you never read through that, whatever file it is that you have there,
mm-hmm.
you know, if and as far as this option to the neighbors goes, that sounds like a smoking deal to me. And
I
if
think
the
that would
if
be
the,
good.
The neighbor's soil is the same soil that's on that lot, so he's figured it out.
Right. That's the funny thing too. How is
creating
he,
problems?
The house next door, his soil's okay.
Yesterday, Jill's,
I still don't buy that. Yep.
Yesterday's Jill's rant was about this rogue real estate. Not rogue. This real estate agent that wrecked our office lease deal.
Totally.
Because he's just snooping around, creating problems where there were none.
Yeah.
To justify it, and so I think that a lot of things happen with real estate, so people can bang their chest and say, God, I'm so smart. I just saved you so much time. There's a soil
problem.
Hilarious. I'm going to put this in the file.
Yeah.
Man, I'm great. I saved everyone. everybody some huge problems. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. You caused massive problems. Yeah, you cost me money. Thanks a lot. Now I'm sitting with
this asset. Causing problems to feed your ego.
Yep.
And nobody won except you. You had a fleeting positive moment for a minute.
Yep, because there's no skin off your nose, whatever. Okay. Sorry.
Today's topic. What the heck is HR, human resources, compliance anyway? This is the meat of the show. And it ties into exactly what we're talking about here. Human resources compliance is impossible, I'm here to tell you.
Well, it's end of
up,
show.
It's set up by lawyers so that you're out of compliance right from the very beginning. The second you hire somebody,
I guarantee you, you are out of compliance. It's true.
Well, Jack, then why does anybody ever get hired anyway? That's obvious. You hire people to do the stuff you don't want to do.
Yep.
And how do you keep this whole mess together and not failing every day? You keep your people happy. You do it. You meet them from where they come, and you listen, and you do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I do what you want. That's a Freudian slip. And you do what you meet them from where they come, and you do what they think they need.
Right.
Give them the tools they need to succeed, so that you get what you want and out of them in that position. So HR is all set up to be internal affairs, so to speak. They're set up to keep you in compliance in something that is impossible to keep in compliance. The only way, the only possibility you have to win at this game is to one human being to another, appeal to their sense of reality and their sense of getting a paycheck and keep them happy. That's it.
I get that. You know, I was thinking, I was listening to someone, a talk, it was like a year or two ago, and they were talking about, I think it was when Governor Doug Ducey was just taking office, and I think he was disgusted with the number of laws that we had on our books, and he was looking around trying to simplify things, which I appreciate. And this whole thing, I think it was on the radio, these guys were talking about, well, there were the numbers of, you know, and it's staggering. The number of laws that are really added each day is a lot. There were constantly in our country adding laws, but we're not taking any away. That's the funny thing. And they're going, did you, if you ever really sat down and looked at it, they don't go, this law now supersedes this law, so we're just going to remove this law. No, they don't remove them. They just keep adding new ones. So like what you just said, it's, if you really sat down and if you have one employee and you sat down and looked at the laws and the regulations and everything, you would, like Jack said, you are, because you'll go, oh, I hired the right way. Oh, but I did that wrong. I filled this out right, but I filled it out wrong according to this. And then I should have turned it in 2 weeks. Oh, and this one says it should have been in 2 days. You know, and you don't even know which is right.
And that's the thing. I didn't know I was supposed to serve warm tea at 3 p.m. to everybody.
Right, because that was a law. But then this law came in. It's impossible. So, you know, it's just, you're right. And it comes back to, we've talked about this with our members, you know, doing the right thing. And pretty much, like you've said, Jack, to quote you, every complaint it's all based on a complaint. Every time,
complaint driven.
Yeah, I can't explain your
compliance is all you have to keep people happy. That's really what we're saying here.
Right.
And you have to do it long before authorities get notified or any of that. Two humans have to sit down and say, all right, if you're unhappy, let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. There's some way that we can actually work this out. I'm sure of it. You don't want to work here anymore? Okay, let's talk about severance. You do want to work here, but you want a bigger desk. Okay, let's take a look at that. Mm-hmm. And on and on and on. So forget about the rags, like the soil thing that we just talked about. Forget about that. Let's just take a realistic view of whether or not you can actually put a septic system or some new system on this dirt and disclose it anyway. Let's sit down like humans and figure it all out. That's all.
Exactly.
Call me Captain Obvious.
I love that.
All right. Exactly. That's great, Jack. That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks for that little fantasy and sharing it.
I know.
What happens with the inevitable where someone's just an a-hole? And they just, whether you're an employer a-hole or an employee, what do you do?
Cry.
You try the approach that I just described, and then you bring in the pros.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit around and stress about it or any of that. You bring in the people who handle stuff like this, whether it's lawyers or whatever, and that's just how it goes. You can't stress about it. You have real estate to buy and sell.
Mm-hmm.
I operate on this concept. Jill's going to fall asleep now. I operate in this concept called revenue justification.
I was wondering if you were going to share that. Thank you for sharing that. That's the
revenue
truth.
Revenue justification is as follows. We are making so much money at this that if I stop and really start to worry and deal with some of this other stuff and take my eye off of making all this money over here, it's really just more effective if I just buy my way out of it.
Yep.
And that's what we do. Within reason.
Within reason. It's important to do the right thing, too. If you're really going down the path and you're really sincerely trying to do the right thing, I got to say, there's a good percentage that will go your way, I believe. For example, like we're talking about this question today. So you did the right thing. Everything's cool. And you know what? The guy gets some down the road 2 years from now. The guy says, this isn't going to work out. I thought I could do this with the property and I can't. So what do? You refund them. Big deal. We're talking $3,000-$5,000. You know, that's okay. You're doing the right thing. It's going to solve it. He's not going to take you to court, by the way.
That's what I mean, Joe.
Because you sold him this property and you didn't spend a lot of time telling him the real ins and outs about septic, what he really can do, can't do. So that's the thing. If he comes back to you and says, holy cow, then you just do the right thing. I'm going to refund you, send you on your way. Okay. Everybody wins.
Exactly, Joe.
Thank you.
That's what HR compliance is. It's not complying to a set of rules and books and putting posters up on the bulletin board about who to notify if the coffee's too hot.
Exactly.
That's not compliant. Compliance is being a human being and saying, if you need a larger desk, I'll see what I can do.
Right.
If you need, you know, most of the people that work for us in one specific office that we have in the suburbs have children. What does Jill do? Everybody leaves at 3 o'clock and they come back. They mm-hmm. pick up the kids at school. That's what you do.
Exactly.
Because we're human beings and the kids need to be picked up.
We can make it work.
And they don't want to sub it out.
Exactly.
That's what HR compliance is in my book.
Sometimes it's bring your kid to work day.
Right.
We've done that too.
I love that, by the way.
I know. Actually, I know because you have fun. You're like, hey, you want to go shopping? There's a toy store over here you want to go.
Other people have little kids. It's a reason for me to just become a little kid and go buy toys.
Go have some fun.
Be silly.
It's okay. I concur.
Well, you've done it again. Wasted another 20 minutes listening to the Jack and Jill show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss how family life could possibly get in the way of your career. Don't let it, though.
Man, we answer your question, should you have one. Post it on jackjill.com. Go there and find our online community.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition.
That was good. That was a good way of explaining it and how it all ties into everything.
We're all just people here, you know?
I know.
We should do a show. I guess it just all ties into that. That's really what happens with these sellers, too. It's not about the money for it. When's it been about the money for the last seller? It's not about the money. As long as your offer is reasonable and it's respectful, they have other issues. That's the reason they sell. And there's too much crap in the garage. The bedroom reminds them of their deceased spouse. It's all that stuff.
Well, and you're standing up and doing the right thing. For example, like if someone says, I just need help with X and then we can make this happen. I don't know what to do. We can make this happen. Well, gosh, I can help with that. Sure. And then you follow through.
Right.
Just doing the right thing. Thank you, Jack. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.